first of all, I want to ask you, why the 5,000 meters? I mean, why such a grueling, difficult...
I know. If I could, I'd be a miler, but the 5,000 meters is a better mix of speed and endurance, and for me, that's just what I ended up being able to excel in. So,
who did you have any female role models, or any role models really in track and field? Who were they?
Yeah, actually, my coach is Annie Bennett, and she won the 5,000 meters 20 years to the day that I won it. So I had like her time in my head, and I always really wanted to better it. And so she's been such a like incredible role model on the track, off the track, everything.
Now, it's a very long time ago, but growing up and when you got into track and field, were you aware of people like Jesse Owens and Harrison Dillard not being a Clevelander?
To be honest, I've come to know the history of the sport slowly as I've become involved in it, and the more I read, the more I learn about such legendary characters, but it's so exciting to know that I'm from the same state as him. I'm very proud of that.
You know, we've got a childhood obesity problem, and physical education seems to be less and less, and kids are watching TV and all this. What would you tell young girls and even older girls in high school about getting out there and being athletic and fit?
I would advocate, if and when you're going to go ahead and run, don't start on a treadmill. Get outside, get into nature, be within like an environment that is fun and interesting, and find a friend, like make a group, and it'll enhance your life tremendously.
And what does the future hold for you? What's Wake Forest behind?
So I graduated in the spring, but I'm going to race the Olympic trials in the summer.
Great.
So.
Wow. Well, congratulations on the award tonight, and continued success.
Thank you.